This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who knew the Federal Reserve was going to keep buying just as many bonds to stimulate a still damaged economy? Certainly not most financial market analysts who had been telling us in recent days stuff like this.
What we expect to have today is the Fed will be buying less securities than they bought the previous month.
We think that they are going to begin to back off this bond buying program.
There's a very strong expectation, 10 billion treasuries, but something else would surprise the marketplace.
Well, surprise, when policymakers at the Fed concluded their meeting yesterday, there was no trimming of its stimulus. This has left some of the forecasters feeling led down the garden path. You need to remember that money will have been lost taking financial positions based on the big prediction that did not come true. I want to check back in with Drew Mattis, senior U.S. economist at UBS Securities. Greeting, Mr. Mattis.
Good morning.
What do you think the Federal Reserve policymakers know that market analysts missed?
I don't think it's that they know anything that we missed. It's a combination of factors. The chairman hasn't been out talking for almost 2 months now, so we didn't really have any sort of update into his thinking. And I think what we underestimated was his concern regarding the whole fiscal policy story ongoing in Washington. Honestly, though, if we had known about that, I would have tended to dismiss it because I don't really think that's part of the Fed's purview anyway. Maybe that's just sour grapes on my part.
I don't know about that, but the thing is, Chairman Bernanke's making an interesting point that there's potential rockiness to come as they fight it out in Washington over the budget and the debt ceiling, and that the economy may need some kind of buffer that Fed stimulus might provide.
To that point, I guess I would say, of course, there's a risk of something going wrong, but there's always going to be a risk of something going wrong. And the question is, well, now when do they go? October is probably not going to give us that much more clarity. December is in the middle of the holiday shopping season. If you want to talk about a risk to the economy, try disrupting the equity market during that time. And so then you might be thinking first quarter of next year. And, of course, a lot can go wrong between now and the first quarter of next year.
So fascinating. And there'll be a new Fed chairman probably sometime during that first quarter who may have to make the decision themselves.
Absolutely. And maybe that's a reason not to go. And then if you're not going in January, you're probably not going to go in March because the incoming Fed chair just got seated. You can see how this game can just play out indefinitely.
Drew Mattis, senior U.S. economist, UBS. Thank you so much.
Thank you.